Chapter 4. The forests of Crespo Island were made up of plants that looked a lot like trees. Everything was growing straight upwards and the branches and grass wouldn't bend. It was a strange place, but it was full of life. There were so many creatures there that, even as a scientist, I had trouble telling the difference between some of the plants and animals. We walked for 4 hours before Nemo told us to stop so we could rest. I was surprised that I wasn't hungry, but we were all so tired that we fell asleep. When I woke up, the sun was going down, and it was getting dark in the forest. I looked up and saw a sea spider crawling towards me. I hated spiders, so I killed it with the end of my gun. It was the first time that I thought that there might be things that were more dangerous than sea spiders in the forest. Everyone woke up and Nemo carried on with our hunting journey. We turned on the lights on our helmets. Eventually, we came to a big wall of rock. It was the undersea edge of Crespo Island. Nemo turned around and led us in another direction. All of a sudden, he took out his gun and shot something in the distance. Nemo had killed a sea otter. The sailor with us went and picked it up and carried it over his shoulder. We kept walking and we were soon in shallow water. We could see birds flying above the water and we shot them down. The sailor picked up everything we killed. We turned and went in another direction and I saw two giant sharks swimming nearby. I was so scared, I didn't know what to do. The sharks didn't see us though, and eventually swam away. We made our way back to the Nautilus with everything we had killed. I was so tired when I got back to the submarine that I changed out of my suit and stumbled back to my cabin to fall asleep. The next morning, the Nautilus was on the surface of the water again. I went to the platform again and found the pilot and the officer were there. There was nothing to see except the ocean and a rainbow. Nemo came onto the platform and looked at the sky. He made some marks on a chart. I stood there and watched Nemo when some of the crew came onto the deck to pull up fishing nets. They had set them the night before, and the nets were now full of lots of fish. They took the nets and disappeared back into the submarine with their catch. "Aranax," Nemo said to me suddenly, "look down at the sea. Isn't it just like us? It has a life and its own emotions." I didn't know what to say to him. Nemo didn't care that I wasn't replying. He kept on talking about the sea. "People say that the ocean is a deadly habitat for man, but it's a life-giving element for the myriads of animals that live in it, and for me," Nemo said. "What do you think the average depth of the ocean is?" he asked me. "I don't know." Nemo talked about his dream of having underwater cities that were free from the control of evil and greedy men. He told me that he would take me down to the real depths of the ocean so that I could see how deep they were for myself. I didn't see Captain Nemo much after that for the next few weeks. Instead, I spent most of my time with Conseil and Ned Land. Every day we went to the big map and the sides of the submarine slid back so that we could look at the ocean life around us. At the end of November, we were sailing past Hawaii and then past the Makassar Islands, where we saw a group of squid and a huge group of mollusks. When I wasn't spending time with Conseil and Ned, I sat in the library and read Nemo's books. On the 11th of December, 1867, I was reading when Conseil came to find me. He took me to the museum to show me a giant sunken ship. It had only sunk a few hours ago. We could see people stuck on the ship and pinned on the deck. Sharks were swimming around the ship in large numbers. The Nautilus went around the sunken ship for several hours, and we watched the sharks go about their business. I could see the name of the ship written on the side of it, Florida. After we saw the sunken ship, Nemo took me to see a series of new islands. They were pieces of land under the water that were millions of years old, but Nemo said that they would one day become a new continent. "It isn't new continents that the world needs, but new men," Nemo told me. Christmas came and went. I hadn't seen Nemo since the start of December, but he came to see me and told me that we were going to the island of Vinicoro, which was the site of two very famous shipwrecks. When we reached Vinicoro, Nemo took out a little box that he had taken from one of the shipwrecks It had the captain's orders in it that had been written by Louis XIV. I was very excited to see the orders. On the 1st of January, 1868, Conseil came to see me and wished me a happy birthday. Ned, Conseil, and I sat around talking about the new year. We all said what would make the new year happy for each of us. If I got to escape, Ned said. If I got to explore more, I said. Conseil only wanted to be where I was, so he wanted to explore more too. I spent a lot of my time reading in the library after that. A few days later, we reached the Torres Strait. The Torres Strait ran between Australia and New Guinea, and it was here that we got stuck on a reef. Ned was even more upset than normal, as he was sure that we would be stuck on the reef forever. Nemo came to tell us that we would be free soon and back to exploring. Since we are stuck on the reef close to an island, can we go ashore? Ned asked. I was surprised when Nemo said the three of us could go. We went to the island using the lifeboat and took axes and guns with us. Ned wanted to hunt and find meat, and it didn't take us long to get from the submarine to the beach. Ned was so happy to be back on land that he went straight to the nearest tree and started to knock coconuts out of it. He cracked them open and drank the milk inside. Conseil and I kept our eyes peeled for cannibals as we explored. We were looking for vegetables and plants that we could eat. Ned found some breadfruit and started cooking it for us. Conseil and I found a lot of bananas and other tropical fruits and started to gather them all in one place. After we had finished the breadfruit, Ned wanted to find some land meat. Before we could find any, though, it was getting dark and we had to go back to the submarine. We loaded the lifeboat with all of the fruit we had found and took it back to the ship. The next day, Nemo let us go back to the island to look for more food. This time, Ned didn't waste any time looking for fruit. He went to find meat instead. He found some parrots and shot them. Then he went to look for animals that didn't fly. He found some wild boars and some kangaroos. We had a lot of meat now, but before we could go back to the Nautilus, a group of cannibals found us, and they were all hungry.